For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back to the Karsh and Anderson Show. Jeff Rieger's in for Doug Karsh today. Gator Ken Kenny with you as well. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Getting a lot of response to the stuff that Brent Holmes was talking about. A couple hours ago, he spoke with the media ahead of next Thursday's draft and answering some questions about moving up, moving back in the draft. I thought it was interesting they brought a wide receiver into town and, a very highly thought of wide receiver. He mentioned that can't have enough of them. It's a voluminous position. Okay, well, that leads me to thinking, get him throughout the draft. Why bring in one of the top talents? I still don't understand that one, but okay, we will see. Ticket text coming in. Brad made a lot of subtle comments about J-Mo. There's no way J-Mo is traded. J-Mo is Brad's guy. We may not extend long-term, but he's not going anywhere anytime soon. I agree with that. I think the Lions are going to be, he's going to be here for the next 2 years. And I mean, for me, it's not much of a decision not to sign him to an extension because I just think it's too expensive. He'll earn more than $30 million in the free agent market if he does what I think he'll do over the next 2 years.
Right. And by the way, the Lions will benefit over the next 2 years and J-Mo will benefit in the long run. You can't keep everybody. I mean, some guys you got to say goodbye to.
Well,
but I agree with
decision.
That ticket texter. He did mention J-Mo a ton today.
Now, here's a way that you can keep him. I've always gone in is with the thought that the Lions can trade and get some player, some major impact player like a Trey Hendrickson, and then it would cost you a guy like J-Mo or might cost you Sam LaPorta down the road. But if you're not going to trade for an impact player like that, then you can probably think about maybe we need to go move forward with Jameson Williams or with Sam LaPorta, that you can go ahead and do that without having to necessarily draft their ultimate replacements.
But then who's out, right? Because there's so many guys that they want to. Brian Branch and LaPorta and Aiden Hutchinson needs to get paid. I mean, you know the list as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I hear you.
But you and I also know that this is, draft cap space is something that you can finagle.
And the cap's going up.
Yeah, and in a couple of years, you'll have all these contracts that you just signed to players this last year that you can start to renegotiate with those guys to make room for these other guys. It's all a shell game. And at some point, you will have to pay the Piper.
Right.
Piper isn't going to be paid in 2026. It might be 28, 29.
I mean, it's well said, right? You can outrun the salary cap for a while. You really can. And then eventually, as to your point, you got to break it all up and you're going to be in cap hell and your team's going to suck and you got to rebuild and away we go. But in the meantime, let's win a Super Bowl.
So we discussed earlier this week when the Tigers were in Milwaukee and the Tigers lost the game yesterday. They said lose a series 2-1 at Milwaukee.
Ten to one, 2 games.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, bats were non-existent in game two and, they hit the ball pretty hard yesterday, but unfortunately not when they needed to. Torkelson at the home run outside of that just wasn't there.
against freaking Jose Quintana. I hate those dudes that seem to always dominate the Tigers.
Yeah, and this is now two starts in a row for the season for Jose Quintana where he's been very, very good. But the question came up, and I actually brought it up because when I was a kid, I went to Milwaukee a couple times because I have cousins that live in Wisconsin, and they lived in suburban Milwaukee at the time. So I had very little knowledge of Milwaukee. At least I had been to that area. I had a great time. It was because it was my cousins. It wasn't like when I'm 8 years old, I'm not going to the bar and hanging out with co-eds at Marquette. You know what I mean?
Right. And you probably watched a lot of Laverne and Shirley.
Sure.
Schmazel.
Schmazel. And I know all about Schatz Brewery and everything. But I did say, I said, the guy really to ask is Jeff Rieger, because Jeff, you lived there.
I did.
For a short period of time. And I said, I don't know what Jeff's experience was there in Milwaukee, but here's what I know about Milwaukee is it's supposed to have the most bars per capita of any like big city in the country. And there's a college that's built right in there, and there's a lot going on. And then we start pulling up pictures of Milwaukee, the downtown area. It actually looks pretty nice right along the water. You got a river there as well. But Jeff, what is Milwaukee like?
Oh, it's great. It's like a cheap Chicago. It's got all the thrills of Chicago, but it's a lot cheaper from my experience. But then I'm a dumbass because I went to Milwaukee from late December, and then I came back to Detroit in April.
Oh,
like right before opening day. So I lived in Milwaukee during the winter. It was a pain in the ass, but I lived right on the water. If I would have stayed there past April, I'm sure it would have been amazing. But they got that Summerfest. Yep. And I will tell you, every weekend, just walking around the streets of Milwaukee, there's bars everywhere. I got drunk a lot.
Well,
and I do feel I was in my late 20s. Actually, no, mid 20s. It's fun. I do feel too, Gator. You know, I'm not a very attractive man by any means, but I was single. I feel I had good success with the Milwaukee women too.
But did you? I mean, you could say you.
I feel I did.
You could say you feel like you did, but did you?
For me, yes, it was success.
What's feel like?
I feel like I had a chance, but did you?
No, when you're a guy like me that throughout the course of my life, I haven't had a ton of success, I feel like my batting average in Milwaukee was better than it was in Metro Detroit.
Oh, so you were like torque this year, not torque last year.
Right in Milwaukee, yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Hitting about 280?
I looked more athletic at the plate, without a doubt.
Did you? Right,
well, made some adjustments.
I did, yeah. I went walking. I probably looked more athletic because I was also in better shape.
Yeah, you needed to be sent to Milwaukee at the time of your life.
Yes.
Sent down.
Yes. Yeah. But I missed you guys, so I came back.
Right, well, you were ready then.
So, yeah.
But no, it was fun. It was fun.
Have you been back since?
Yeah, I went back during the summer a couple different times, went to a Brewers game, went to the Summerfest. It's a blast.
Okay.
I mean, it is a blast. It's like any city.
The comment we had about Milwaukee was, in order to get to Milwaukee, you have to drive through Chicago.
That's true.
So it's like...
It's a long drive.
Well, it's not that long. It's, 6 hours to get from here to Milwaukee. But
I consider that long.
But the problem is, why drive through Chicago? You'd want to stay in Chicago because why would I go to Chicago Light when I can actually do Chicago? Unless it's just strictly money or you've got a wedding to go there or
right.
Whatever.
I'm not comparing the two cities. Chicago's a blast too. I just think Milwaukee was fun.
You think it's underrated?
I do think it's underrated.
Okay.
Yes, I think it gets a bad rap. I mean, just because Jeffrey Dahmer was there, I think people give it a bad rap. I do think Milwaukee, Jeffrey Dahmer, sorry.
Did you
just happened to watch the Netflix show recently.
Fair enough.
So I think also the question, Gator, was like, no one would go out of their way to go to Milwaukee, right? Unless you had an absolute reason, like a wedding, like you mentioned, or something. An event that you had to go to.
Nobody's picking Milwaukee as like a tourist destination. I get that. Uh-huh. But it is a fun city. It is.
I don't doubt that.
Quick Ticket Tech says, the Milwaukee women had a lot of success with Rieger, too. He left town. John and Lake Orion.
Oh.
It's rather hurtful.
It's unnecessary is what that is. That's
I'm just telling you, man. You know how like when you look back on your life, you have various primes.
That was your window?
I did okay. 4 months in Milwaukee. I did. See, I wasn't there enough for them to be annoyed by me. You know what I mean? Didn't wear out my welcome.
Yeah, but you've been with your wife now how long?
I don't know.
Like 10 years total?
I'm kidding.
I don't know.
2012. Yes, I know. 13, 12 years? 13 years. Holy crap, where's the time go? Yes.
You're fine. You've done fine.
No, yeah. No, I know I've done fine.
Jeff's thinking about Milwaukee finally.
No, Milwaukee was fun just because.
Well, you were single and younger.
The culture was just, let's go out and get hammered. That's
Milwaukee's culture.
I think that's Milwaukee's culture. It's probably everybody's culture when you're in your 20s.
I was gonna say, it's the culture of any 26-year-old.
Well, yes. So that just happened to be where I was, and it was really cold. So we spent a lot of time indoors in bars. So that's all. I also had a really nice place. I had the basement of, I had a big place, the basement of
stop.
A building.
You had me a basement.
That was on the water. And if I just lasted until the summertime, I guarantee you my success rate would have went up even more because I would have had the killer pad. But I left.
As long as there's a guarantee.
It was like your Chris Shelton phase. You know, remember he had that good, like...
It's like my Brennan Bosch. Yeah, right. You know what I was? Here's what I was. I was like Akil Badu for the first 2 months of the baseball season. That's what I was in Milwaukee.
Okay. All right. We could live with that.
You had waterfront property in the basement.
Waterfront property in the basement.
I had a nice window that looked on the lake.
I don't know. Do you call that a window? What do you call that thing?
Well, it was
egress? Was that...
It was actually smaller than your normal window.
Right? So when you talk about Laverne and Shirley, because they lived in the basement of their building.
They did, yeah.
That's effectively what you had. You had the Laverne and Shirley apartment.
I did. It wasn't very big, but it was nice real estate. Like, I feel I got lucky. Yeah.
You think it was,
different ways.
I think it was more Chris Shelton and Brennan Bosch or more Quentin Berry?
Wait, because you're saying Quentin Berry lasted shorter?
No, he was never really that good.
Right, he had one skill.
Well, Brennan Bosch wasn't really that good either. I get
Brennan Bosch played it for a couple of years, but Quentin Berry had one skill. That was stealing bases.
Right, fair.
The Tigers even talked him up. Meanwhile, he's stealing base after base. They're like, all right, slow down. This guy's okay. It's not great.
So you're asking the question, in Milwaukee, which one-hit wonder for the Detroit Tigers I was?
Yeah.
That's essentially what you're saying?
That's essentially what we're saying.
Gotcha. I mean, again, I go back to Akil Badu. I hit some bombs, I feel. I hit it out of the ballpark a couple. There were a couple nights on Saturday night. I was very successful.
So Badu, but not Chris Shelton or Bosch. I think a Shelton and Bosch is better than a Badu.
I think of Bosch as better than Badu. I don't know about Shelton.
Shelton, that start that Shelton got off to was pretty epic.
I know, and the nickname you gave him has lasted to this day. Red Pop.
I didn't give the nickname Red Pop.
You did? I thought you did.
No, I hated that. I didn't like that. Red Bull was the way I liked because he looked like a bull, but that's okay.
By the way, somebody's saying...
Red Pop made sense because of Faygo.
Somebody's saying the women in Milwaukee clearly had beer goggles. Well, I'm not saying they were sober.
So did Jeff.
Yes.
So did Jeff.
Yeah, what about me?
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Something did happen in baseball that we want to get to. It's kind of an everyman type topic, and actually it involves a former Tiger. And something that you may not have known about baseball players was actually pretty cool. We'll discuss it next year, 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, spring is here, and there's no better time to make a move than right now at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The weather is warming up, as we know, and the days are getting longer. It's the perfect time to take advantage of some incredible offers that are really hard to beat. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox EV for just $159 a month. That's right, just $159 a month. Plus, if you're looking for something with maybe a little more power, you can drive off in a 2025 Silverado for just $298 a month. And here's the best part. Both offers are with just $999 down, and that includes taxes and fees. Yes, you heard that right. No hidden surprises. Whether you need a sleek new SUV or a powerful truck, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has the perfect vehicle waiting for you, but you'll need to act fast. These deals will not last long, so why wait? Head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield today and take a test drive, and you'll see for yourself why they're known for making car buying a stress-free experience. Spring into action today. Don't miss out on these fantastic deals. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive. Go back to the phones, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text as well. And Richard is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Richard.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to set you straight on what a great city Milwaukee is. I had two daughters that both went to Marquette University. They absolutely loved it. The city, it's right that they it is a good drinking town, but the interesting thing about Milwaukee, you cannot buy beer, wine, alcohol of any kind 7 days a week after 9 p.m. It's if you want to come out and have a drink, we have 800 taverns to come out and get to know your neighbors and
all
have
right,
a drink.
So just want you to understand. So you can only buy alcohol after 9 o'clock at a bar or restaurant. You can't buy it from like a convenience store after nine.
Yes, grocery store.
I did
anywhere.
Not know that. Yeah. I granted I was well, there yeah. 4 months, but.
Yeah, you were in the taverns by 7 p.m.
So. That is true. I got off work and I went to go drink.
And the other thing about the city is it is known as it's known as the city of festivals. There is a festival every weekend in the summer on the lakefront, which is a mile-long lakefront, where he mentioned Summerfest, which is the largest music festival in the country. They have the largest Irish festival. They have the Irish festival is the largest in the United States, where they have clog dancing, and it's just amazing down there. And they have also, if you're from Milwaukee, you have the Bucks, you have the Packers, you have the Brewers,
Marquette.
You have legitimate sports teams.
Yeah, Green Bay, Milwaukee. You got a minor league hockey team, Gator. The Admirals, I believe they're called.
Yeah, yeah. There's some of that. I mean, it's two professional sports. I mean, the Packers are.
Well,
a
yeah,
few
but they all love
that.
The Packers. Yeah, it's about an hour.
Sure.
It's about an hour drive to Lambeau.
Is it longer than that from Milwaukee? It's longer than that.
I think it was. I made the trip one time. I think it was about an hour, hour 20. I went to the Kohl's Center one time in Wisconsin. Saw a Michigan play.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. It, very nice, very yeah. nice,
nice
facility
area.
In Madison. Yeah, very nice. Well, so there you have it. Lots of, but here's the thing: with all that Milwaukee has going for it, and all the water, they take advantage of the waterfront, which is something that Detroit is starting to do now, and they're starting to develop the waterfront a lot
right.
more.
They're kind of behind the curve, but
yeah,
you're right.
They're way behind the times, but they're getting there, and which is going to be kind of exciting in the years to come to see. Like in 5 years from now, the riverfront in Detroit will look completely different.
Were you and Doug trashing Milwaukee? Is that what was going on?
No, not at all. We were curious.
That was happening?
Not at all. In fact, I was trying to sing the praises, and I thought that this is, you know, kind of what you said. It's like Chicago light.
Yeah, that was fine.
The hard part was, why would you stop? Why would you not stop in Chicago on the way to Milwaukee? But there are reasons why.
They got Giannis, too.
Uh-huh. There's
they
that.
Had Prince Fielder, Bernie Brewer.
Oh, yeah, we had Prince Fielder.
That's true.
You forgot that? We had his dad, Cecil. That was fun.
They had a good announcer, too.
Yeah, we had a pretty good announcer.
That's a good point.
We followed that. Anyway, so former Tiger Jason Grilley is a pitcher. And his father actually pitched for the Tigers, Steve Grilley, years before Jason Grilley. Jason Grilley was here in like the mid-2000s.
Yeah, actually pitched in some pretty big games.
Yeah, he did. He was a bullpen arm, kind of a guy could do, if you needed him to start in a pinch, yep. I suppose he could have done that. He was more of a lengthy inning guy, a long relief kind of guy.
Leland enjoyed using him.
Yeah, and then he left and he said some things that pissed Leland off, remember that. And
oh, you're right.
Leland got in his... up in his grill about that. But the fact that Jason Grilley played more than 8 years in baseball. Here's the perk that we didn't know about this until the story came out this week. Maybe not many people knew about this. That if you have 8 years of service time in Major League Baseball, you get a pass to go to any baseball game in any stadium for life. That's one of the perks of being a former baseball player that had 8 years of service time. So you can go ahead and say, you know what? I want to see Justin Verlander pitch in San Francisco.
Right.
And as long as it's not a sellout, you can go and get a ticket to that game. Not only to get a ticket, you get the best ticket available.
For free.
Yeah, is for free.
It's pretty sweet.
So Jason Grilley, this came about because he wanted to go take his kid to see Paul Skenes pitch in Pittsburgh. So he did, and he tweeted out a picture of his pass and send it out through social media.
I do have a question, though, before you go on. Is it just for you, or can you bring a group of people? What do we know?
Did he go to the game? He Grilley posted a picture. It was just his lifetime pass, and he said going to see basically Paul Skenes play, right?
Yeah, but he took his
kid.
Yeah, he took his kid. So I don't know if it was – I don't know if he had to buy the one for the kid and get himself free.
If you get two tickets or if it's just one. But nonetheless, it's still – pretty cool that's a perk you get as a major league player. Go to any game you want.
I had one more question, since you might know. Now, when you die, can you like put it in your will to give to your kids? So they can use it? No, it just, it ends when you end.
I would, yes, it ends. I would imagine it ends when you end because you were the one that achieved. I don't think it's just like, you know, USAA insurance.
Like, I could just think like Jason Grilley's kids, like, God forbid he passes away. Well, mom, well, who gets the pass to go to any game they want?
Well, just your father. That's it. That was it. But I think it begs the question. I mean, if you were in this same situation, if you can get a lifetime pass for any sport or event or whatever, you know, just you, this is something you have. What would you take advantage of? Like, what would be the sport for you? You can go to any stadium at any time, basically, and watch. Now, keep in mind that if you're going to say football, that's going to be tough because most stadiums sell out.
Sure.
So to try to use a pass for something like that may not necessarily work. And some basketball, some hockey, it might be difficult as well. But I suppose we'll entertain the thought anyway, if you wanted to use one of those.
I want to answer what I think the people are going to say first. They're going to say the Masters. Right. Or at least they're going to say the Masters. If you have a pass, you can go to every you go to Augusta every year for free. And there's always going to be room. It's not going to be sold out as far as they can't get one more body there. Like, I think the majority of people listening would say Augusta.
Really?
I don't know about that. I say it all the time. It'd be wasted on me. Augusta would be wasted on me. Not that I don't want to go ever, but I wouldn't appreciate it as much as you guys would.
Well, and I would have I don't love going to golf events. I love to play golf. I don't necessarily love going to a golf event. When I go to Augusta, absolutely. I'd love to see it at least once. I'd like to see it, but I don't think it'd be something I'd want to go year after year. So I would disagree with Kang. I don't think that would be the number one answer. What is your answer, though?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
It's the NCAA tournament. I want to go to a game. I want to go wherever Michigan happens to be playing. I want to go to the Final Four, get a good seat, not one of the ones in the nosebleed, in the dome, wherever it happens to be. I would go to the tournament.
The NCAA tournament. Interesting. Not for me, but I get it, what you're saying.
Not even the playing game, Gator?
No, I'm not going to go to Dayton. I'm not going to waste my pass in Dayton.
Doug's been trying to get Gator to go to Dayton.
And what you guys got to broadcast from there?
Particularly not Dayton. No, not for me. For me, I guess it would probably be baseball. Because of the uniqueness of each stadium, and to have a pass to go to any stadium I want to see any matchup, because games aren't sold out typically unless you get to the postseason. Even then, you can still get in. I think that would be it for me to be able to see. Yeah, you know what? I want to see a game, and because I haven't been to that many stadiums in baseball, I've only been to a few stadiums in my life. But now, if I had that pass, that golden ticket. I want to see a game in Seattle. I want to see a game in San Francisco. I want to see a game at Dodger Stadium. Go to all these different ballparks and see the different dimensions and see the different attractions they have. To me, baseball would probably be the coolest because it's also one of these laid-back sports anyway. It's kind of a recreational sport where you just kind of sit back and enjoy it. You can. That's the way I like to look at it, just kind of laid back. So for me, it's baseball. For you, it's the NCAA tournament. Kang, what is it for you?
God, it's so hard not to say baseball for me. I mean, there's so many games at summertime. Most parks are outdoor. There should be plenty of good seats available, right?
But baseball's not your favorite sport.
No, but I just think for this type of question, I'm not going with my favorite sport. Like, my two favorite sports probably are football and basketball. But for this lifetime pass to just be able to enjoy, I think it's baseball. Baseball has got to be my number one. I think baseball is more than Augusta, Rieger, actually. I think more people would pick baseball.
What about Kenny? Kenny, what are you thinking? If you had a lifetime pass to go to any sporting event every year?
I mean,
go to any baseball game, any hockey game?
I was going to say, you know I got to say hockey. Any OHL arena anywhere I want to go
right,
to.
Right. Kenny's going to be in Saskatoon.
Yeah, London Knights games. No, I'm gonna say hockey. I want to go to – my goal in life at some point is to visit every NHL arena at some point just to catch a game, catch the vibe, see what it's like. It would be –
How many you been to?
I've only been to two. I've only been to the – or three, technically, if you want to count the Joe. Joe, LCA, and I went to Columbus. I've gone to Columbus several times.
How was Columbus?
Columbus is fun. You know what's funny about Columbus? Is even when their team is bad, those fans show up, and they're not like, you know, the Wings fans that we were used to in like the mid-2000s, the older folks that would just fill up the stadium and not show up to the seats. It's a very younger vibe in Columbus.
Because it's a younger team.
Yes.
I think that's the thing, is because they just showed up in existence, you know, 20 years ago. So that's going to be there for them.
We're getting some questions on the Ticketex. Can you sell the pass?
Well, we can ask those questions coming up next. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So Jason Grilli, former Tigers pitcher and former Major League Baseball pitcher, kind of let the world know there's an awesome perk to being in Major League Baseball for more than 8 years. You get a lifetime pass to go into any stadium in Major League Baseball. They'll give you the best seat that they have available for whatever seats they have available. So that's pretty freaking cool. He used it to go take his son to see a game with Pittsburgh and Paul Skaines pitching. That's a pretty good reason to go to a Pittsburgh game and to go see that ballpark. Great
Sweet
ballpark. Yeah.
It's a really cool ballpark. Although, did you hear they took down the Roberto Clemente tribute thing in right field?
Yeah, but they put it back up. But
oh,
yes,
did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, because they made a horrific mistake.
Well, they did.
They owned up to making that mistake. And there was something else with bricks as well there that they had taken down. And they said, look, we're putting them back up. We're just, you know, kind of cleaning things up a little bit, but they will be back. They've made some mistakes, some missteps over there.
Okay,
but it's a beautiful. Happens. That's a beautiful ballpark.
That's great.
PNC right on right on the river.
The
there,
bridge in the background.
Yeah,
is it true the Pirates also refused to wear Jackie Robinson's number and put Surf City Squeezes patches instead of the Jackie Robinson patches?
I don't.
Pirates, what were they doing?
I don't know what they were thinking. Like universally thought
Clemente!
Of as maybe the greatest human athlete ever. Roberto Clemente, who died while helping to transport aid to, was it earthquake victims in Nicaragua?
Correct.
Back in the early 70s, died in a plane crash. This guy is like universally revered.
Oh, he should, as he should be, totally beloved.
And oh, by the way, happened to be one of the greatest outfielders that ever lived. Had like 15 gold gloves, was a perennial all-star.
Didn't he end with 3,000 hits on the dot?
Right on the nose.
Yeah, but Gator, have you been to a Surf City Squeeze?
You know, ironically, I have not.
They replaced it with a Surf City Squeeze. Was that Surf City?
They're like, hey, dude, didn't like Roberto Clemente 21 used to be out there in the outfield? Yeah. Why'd you take, did we not put that back up? No, we got the Surf City thing up there. I think we should probably put that up. Think?
Those corporate dollars are pretty good, right?
Man, that story was so unbelievable. What disrespect. And the guy with the Pirates is like, it was a mistake. Clear mistake. It was a mistake. You know, it's not like they were doing this in some, you know.
You imagine that PR meeting? Like, guys, the hell are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? But anyway, it was kind of the idea to have this free pass to go to any game is really, really cool. We asked the people, if you get a free pass for a sporting event anytime you wanted to go, what would it be for you? Jay is next up in White Lake. Jay, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Listen, I've been a Detroiter all my life. I lived downtown for almost 20 years, and the thought of being able to just jump in my truck and go down to Comerica Park any night of the week, you know, even if I miss the first half of the game, a sunset, a hot dog, the crack of the bat, any night I wanted to. If this were an actual thing for a fan, say $3,000-$4,000 for a season, I would be first in line. I would save my pennies. I just think that would be the coolest thing ever. But it would, for me, it would be baseball. I wouldn't be as interested if it was any other sport. I mean, it would be cool, but just the thought of that, I mean, I think for me, at least in my whole family, there's still kind of a romanticism to baseball. You know, for us, it's still the national pastime.
You bring up something interesting.
So special about that.
And thanks for the call. Jay brings up something interesting. Should Major League Baseball consider opening up something like this to fans and just, you know, you have a flat fee or whatever it is, like, hey, you know, it's $5,000 and you can go or whatever. Maybe it's probably going to be more than that, but let's say it's $10,000.
Like, are we talking lifetime or are we talking just for annual?
A season pass.
I mean, that is pricey. $5,000 though.
Well, if you're talking that you can go to, you know, 200
games.
No, and
I hear you. I mean, but like, realistically, how many people are going to be able to? Like, if you do it...
Well, that's the point. If it's not many people, then you can jack up the price and just... They're not doing it now. Why not go ahead and
pretty sweet. Parents? I mean, and you're guaranteed really nice seats.
You're guaranteed the best seat that they have available. Now, I wonder, now, does that include... Like, if you're Jason Grilley and you're calling the Tigers, Comerica Park, hey, I'm using my pass, do you get to one of those new, you know, home plate club seats? Those are technically the best seats in the house.
I mean, I guess if they're not, they're like $600 a pop. I guess.
I mean, it's available to the public to buy those seats.
By the way, somebody did say on the ticket text that apparently that golden ticket comes with two extra tickets.
Wow.
Meaning you can take people.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. But I kind of like this idea, kind of workshopping it now, being able to, Major League Baseball should get on board and offer this up to just baseball fans. I mean, great that you offer it up.
I mean,
I guess
you could do it at any sport,
but you
right?
Charge. But yeah, well, most, again, football probably not as much.
Be tough.
But for baseball, you're not selling out games. But if you were to offer up a $10,000 seat season ticket for a free pass to go to any ballpark, I think you'd be able to sell enough of it where it makes sense.
I need food and drinks with that.
Nope, sorry.
And parking.
No, you just get the ticket to the best seat in the house.
A little too expensive for me.
You don't have to.
But I like the idea.
Yeah, again, this is I kind of like the idea too. I do. I guess I keep talking about it. John, you're next up here at 97 on the ticket. Hey, John.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Johnny, hello.
I got a buddy that played 10 years of minor league baseball. And he gets the card. I think 10 years of minor league service does the same thing. And we went to playoff games. Like in 2012, we went down to the Yankee games and walked right up to the box office. He shows the card. He gets two seats, his and another seat. And at that time, best available was standing room only because it was the playoff games. But we walked right in, stood in the left field corner, and he went to any game, any stadium with him and another guy anytime he wanted.
That's really cool.
It was incredible.
Then, though, John, because he spent 10 years in the minors, the pass is for Major League games, though, right? It's not for minor league games.
That's correct.
Oh, good.
Nope. Major League Baseball. And in matter of fact, we went to a game, if you remember, in 12, they had a rainout against the Yankees. It was a night game that got rained out, and they moved the game to the next day. It was the game that Miggy hit the bomb against CC Sabathia. And my buddy couldn't go to the game during the day, but when you get the tickets, it's like the rain check ticket. So I went with another friend of mine. I took those two tickets and actually went the next day to that game.
That's
we went
cool.
to almost every playoff game in 2012.
So your buddy made it through 10. He was 10 years in the minors. Did he ever make it to the majors?
He never made it in the show. As a matter of fact, he got some bad draws, man. He was with the Rangers, and he was an infielder, and he was kind of stuck behind Michael Young.
Yeah.
Then he got moved, and then he got traded to the Dodgers about the time they picked up Adrian Beltre. So he kept getting blocked by all the by the guys ahead of him.
Hey, John, the Tigers can use a third baseman. Can he still play?
Well, it's funny. He ended up in Detroit, but he got stuck behind Brandon Inge, which I bust his chops all the time because I thought Brandon Inge was a hack and that he couldn't get past Brandon Inge. But, yeah, his last 2 years were in Detroit, but Brandon Inge was blocking him from making the show.
John, any idea what he was making his last couple years in the minors? Like hundreds of thousands probably?
Hundreds. I think he was making right around 100.
Okay.
But he's
not
got
bad.
Unbelievable stories. I mean, 10 years in the minors, and he played with all kinds of guys, and the stories this guy could tell you.
Oh, going to all those ballparks, that's be crazy.
It was nuts. And then, major leaguers that were on rehab assignments, and their locker would be next to his, and they'd get their major league paycheck. And some guys that were making millions of dollars, their two-week paycheck was – you know, $107,000
exactly.
in a two-week paycheck, and that guy would show it to the guys in the you know that were career minor leaguers.
And your buddy was probably nauseated,
right?
Oh yeah, broke their hearts every week.
Can I ask who your buddy was?
Incredible.
Or who your buddy is?
His name's Chris Demetral.
Okay.
He actually played on the Greek Olympic baseball team in 2000 or whenever it was, and it was actually in Greece. And this dude is a riot, man. The stories he can tell you about being in minor league parks and the bus rides and some of the crazy stories. I mean, he's got a story about Pedro Guerrero that I can't
Pedro
even
Guerrero.
On the radio. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's amazing. The things this guy that I
yeah,
mean,
I'm sure.
Amazing.
I'm sure, and it's sure. And thanks for the call, John. I'm sure that you've seen a lot. Like if you spent 10 years in the minors.
Oh God.
I mean, you feel terrible that you never got a chance to make it to the show, but I mean, to chase a dream for 10 years like that is still pretty cool. And
it's not a bad living.
I'm hearing there have to be a million stories. So you're seeing all these players come up, or you played against all these great players. Those stories have to be great.
He brought up Brandon Inge. Do you remember when Brandon Inge signed a pretty big contract with the Tigers? He was making, I want to say, $20 million total or something like that. One time, day game, it was the second Thursday. They got paid every other Thursday, I want to say. And I was walking past him, and he's like, Rieger, come here. And he showed me his paycheck. It was like $300,000 for 2 weeks of baseball. It was obscene.
Yeah, that would be obscene. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We got called.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Listen, text on this. We'll get to next year. 97.1 The Ticket. Yeah, playoff basketball for the Pistons. That'll start on Saturday evening. We'll get into a little Piston talk coming up in the noon hour. Meantime, taking your calls and your texts. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I'm getting some ticket texts in here. Lifetime pass to Augusta National. That's from Mike. He kind of agrees with you. They would love to have that lifetime pass to Augusta.
Sunday at the Masters would be sweet.
They would, yeah. I mean, like this past Sunday would have been unbelievable to watch that final group. And Bryson didn't do his job, but you're watching Rory full command, lose command, get it back, lose it, go to the playoff, and then win it.
And the emotional outburst was amazing. But I wonder, Gator. I've never covered or even been to a golf event. Like I actually went to. Remember when there was what was the one at Grand Blanc at Warwick Hills?
Yeah.
It was Tiger Buick Woods, Vijay Singh. Yeah, Buick Open. I went there one time, but what are the odds that you actually got to close to Rory on that playoff hole or Justin Rose on that playoff hole? I mean, see, that's when I don't think I want to be at Augusta. I'd rather be watching on TV because I want to see what's going on. Odds are you're not being able to see what's going on.
Well, no. I mean, you don't have great views of the golf tournament, and that ball gets past you so quickly if you're on the side behind the ropes watching it. I mean, and for me, for everybody, it's different. For me individually, it's not good for me to go to one of these golf events. I have a hard enough time tracking my own golf ball. Like, my eyesight's so bad that I always tell people when I get to the tee, I said, do me a favor, you have eyes on this. Because it's like, I bet like 50% whether or not I see the drive or not. you know, my irons, I can see where it's going, but it drives. I just lose it up in the sky because I hit it really high. So it's kind of lost on me to go to a golf event and really, truly enjoy it. I've been to some, and I have enjoyed them. I was at the Ryder Cup, and I was at the tournaments they've had, a couple tournaments they've had at
Oakland Hills.
I was a security guard at the U.S. Senior Open back in 1991. That summer.
Wow. Yeah, don't mess with Gator. Kick your ass out.
I was kind of off the golf course in the
So you backside. Saw nothing.
I saw nothing. Well, it's not true.
They kept it safe, though. Nice job.
Thank you. For the practice rounds, I saw quite a bit. Actually, it was pretty cool for the practice round that I was there. But once the actual tournament started, I was relegated to this other area, which was kind of monitoring a fence over on the west side of the property. So people kept coming up and, hey, can we come in through here? I'm like, nope, got to go around the front. That was my job. But we're right here. Sorry, got to go around the front. And I'd go back to reading a book or whatever I was doing.
Oh, okay.
You weren't reading.
I actually was.
Were you reading back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Well, Gator hates reading. That's why.
Is his battery-operated disc man broken back then?
Great question. That, I think, would have been a little too much to bring in with me at the time. If I brought that, they probably would have frowned on that.
A little too distracting.
Yeah, but a book, they're not really seeing you bringing a book.
Do you ever feel like a jerk, Gator, telling somebody no? Or was
no,
this,
not right. even a little bit.
Okay. Oh, this guy? Come on.
Not Gator even a little
probably,
bit.
You probably got excitement out of it.
I wasn't a jerk about it. I just said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go around the front.
Well, did you meet the golfers or no?
No.
Okay.
No. And
so you were totally away from the fun.
That's correct. And that tournament ended up, they had I believe that Jack Nicklaus and Chichi Rodriguez had a playoff that was, and because it's U.S. Open, the senior open anyway, I think they had to play a whole 18 holes. They did that the next day, and I did not need to come there for the next day, which would have been the one that I went, wait a minute, I don't get to see the playoff of these
right.
guys. But it was an interesting experience all around. It was crazy. The questionnaire you had to fill out to be a security guard by the
make a background
company,
check?
Yeah. Well, it was sort of a background check. It was actually a personality test that you had to take that was like 300 questions long. It took forever to fill this thing out. I'm like, are you kidding me? And asking you questions about...
Like, give me an example.
Like mental stability type questions. Do you ever have suicidal tendencies?
Oh.
Have you ever thought of, you know, hurting, doing harm to an animal? I'm like, what on earth are these questions? You know, do you have... do you often have bouts of diarrhea or nausea? I'm like, what am I?
That one's understandable. You might have to leave your post to go to the bathroom.
Yes, but my goodness, it was strange questions. And then you had to get the uniform. So they give you the uniform, and it is like straight polyester, and it was, you know, middle of the summer. That was one hot weekend to be working, man. There's in the sun, it was just brutal. But interesting time.
Yeah. We just got way in the weeds.
Yeah, we did. That's what happens.
What was the temperature that day, Gator?
It was probably in the 90s, I would guess. Huh? Yeah, and very sunny.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, whole life ahead of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whole life ahead of me. Jay is next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, Jay.
Hey, so my dad actually had a fraternity brother who became a major league umpire, and he got a pass. Or ended up giving my dad a pass that got him into any game, any park in the country. So he would, you know, at the time he was a sales guy and he'd be traveling around the country a lot and he'd just walk up, show his card and walk right in any game he wanted to go to.
So your dad's friend gave him that pass and he was just able to use that pass even though he wasn't the umpire?
Yeah, I don't know how many passes the guy got and was able to give out, probably handful of them or whatever. But yeah, my dad would take customers occasionally and just walk up, didn't have to go to a box office or anything, just walk in right where like the umpire's going. So
that's pretty cool. Thank you. We have another person on tickets that says, yeah, my brother has an MLB pass this year through an umpire friend. Any game that's not sold out, he can bring one other person. And this is one that maybe I thought would apply to Kenny or certainly Evan as well. And I would give this thought. Give me WrestleMania passes.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, WrestleMania.
Not only if you can get close. I mean, I heard Kenny and Evan talking about going to WrestleMania. They were so far back. That is of no interest to me.
Yeah. I used to go to the matches quite regularly when I was in high school. Used to go every month, basically, or every 6 weeks they would come to the Joe or to Cobo, WWF at the time, and probably went like 8 or 9 times. And if you don't have good seats, that's tough.
It's going to suck.
It's so different now. because now you've got the TVs that are everywhere, you got the monitors, and it's a whole different experience. But back then, there were no TVs, there were no monitors.
Oh, geez.
These were like house shows.
You need binoculars.
Right. Well, these were just house shows, unless you had good seats. So what you learned was that during the intermission of the event, they would start to sell the tickets for the next event that would come by 6 weeks later. So you would bring your money with you to go buy tickets right away. So we ended up getting really decent seats for the next several shows we'd go to.
That sounds awful, though. You know, like for something like that, you need to be right there. But like a concert, for instance, anywhere you are for a concert, I have no issue. Like, for instance, I really want to go to AC/DC for the last time ever at Ford Field coming up at the end of this month. Cheapest seat's like $40. I'm thinking about taking my daughter to see Angus Young one last time before, you know, they no longer tour. And if we're in the back of the building, who the hell cares? We still get to hear the music.
This is true. This is true. I'd like to see AC/DC as well.
You want to go?
It's
a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday?
It's on a Wednesday. It's the 30th.
I've never seen AC/DC.
I've seen him on YouTube. Angus is like 70. Brian Johnson is like 73.
Yeah.
They're still rocking though. Poor Malcolm Young has passed away.
Yeah. I'd love to see AC/DC. There's a good chance I'd go. Good chance I'd go.
The open invite right there.
I didn't say go with Rieger. I said there's a good chance.
I was almost excited. I'm like, oh my God, Gator just committed to going to a concert with me.
Well, it was a strong maybe.
I mean, the thing is,
yeah.
He did say he'd bring his daughter with him, right?
Yeah, I know. That was.
Wait, I was going to. Oh, you don't think I should?
Well, not Gator.
Honestly, I have no issue if you were. I think it's kind of cool if you're going to.
Yeah, I mean,
teach your daughter about good music.
They're not about like Satan worshiping anymore, like people used to think they were. I know, but remember
they had Song Highway to Hell?
Right, remember they used to be associated with like a serial killer back in the day because they found the AC/DC. I saw a whole documentary about this. They're good people. I would love to take my daughter to go see AC/DC.
Yeah,
great music.
I'd love to talk with Brian Johnson. 248-539.
Talks like this.
Well, because he's Scottish.
Yeah.
He's Scottish. Yeah, from up north there. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Pistons in the playoffs. They're going to start the series on Saturday evening, I should say. Want to get your thoughts on where that's headed, because not many people are giving this team any credit whatsoever. Do you? This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.